I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's about 180 miles as the crow flies, the purple crow butterfly, that is. 180 miles is the length of its annual migration through Taiwan. The purple crow butterfly has a much shorter trip than its migrating North American relative, the monarch butterfly. Still, it's not an easy journey. The purple crows fly along busy roads where they can get sucked into traffic. So Taiwanese authorities have taken to closing parts of the highway to give the butterflies a break. Caroline Gluck reports.
I'm at the Linhe section of National Freeway Number 3, and it's really in the front line of the battle to try to protect the purple crow butterflies. This is the second year running that the National Freeway authorities have taken measures to try to protect the butterflies from being crushed or killed by traffic as they make their annual migration from southern Taiwan to the north, which is where they will go and lay their eggs. The measures are costing around $83,000. But Li Taiming, who's director general of the Taiwan Area National Freeway Bureau, told me he thought it was money well worth spent.
It's very special. Only can find in Taiwan. So we are proud for spend the little money to do some protection for the butterfly.
Authorities will close a section about 1 mile long along the outer lane of the highway when the number of butterflies reaches more than 500 per minute. They also set up 13-foot safety nets, fencing in part of the outer lane to encourage the insects to fly high above the traffic. And hundreds of new trees have been planted alongside the highway to serve as butterfly rest areas. Jefferson Zheng, a teacher at a local school, has come with his students to take a look.
I brought the children here because I want them to know about this butterfly's migration, and they have to know where this butterfly came from and where they are heading for.
There's little sign of butterflies when I visit the roadway, but when I travel to a farm just about 12 miles away, thousands of purple crow butterflies are taking nectar in the woods, gathering strength before they continue on their long journey. They're highly sensitive to cloudy or cool temperatures. They won't move on until the weather conditions are just right. Jan Jialong is a researcher from the Purple Crow Conservation Society.
The purple crow is very common species, but one day if the purple crow disappear, we will know that the Taiwan environment is very bad.
The loss of the butterflies' natural habitats through road building and other human activities is the main reason their numbers have fallen by as much as a fifth over the past 30 years. But environmentalists hope these latest steps to provide the purple crow a safer passage home, coupled with a greater public awareness of the threats they face, can help reverse that trend. For The World, I'm Caroline Gluck in Yunlin County, Central Taiwan.